Welcome to Anchors My Way, a podcast brought to you by Into Cruising. I'm your host, Shakira, and I'm here to take you on an exciting journey through the world of cruising. Whether you're an experienced cruiser or just planning your first trip, I've got something for you. Thank you for joining me today, and let's get started.
Hello, Into Cruisers. Merry Christmas Eve. I'm beyond excited to be with you on today on Anchors My Way. We celebrate this special evening in a very unique way. As I'm recording this, it's Christmas Eve, right in the heart of the holiday season, and I couldn't think of a better time to talk about one of my absolute favorite topics, cruising through the holidays. I know a lot of you wonder about that. Whether you're already dreaming of your next holiday escape, or you're just trying to escape the holiday chaos, and there's always something truly magical about celebrating holidays on a cruise. So grab a cup of hot cocoa, snuggle up by the fire, and join me as we talk about what makes cruising through the holidays such a magical experience. Whether you're cruising with your loved ones or setting sail solo, I have done both, and I can tell you I enjoyed both on a very particular way. Let's kick things off with talking about why cruising during the holiday is so special. Picture this, it's Christmas Eve, but instead of running around town, braving the crowded stores, stressing over last-minute shopping, you're on board a cruise, gliding through open seas. The ship is beautifully decorated with holiday lights, garlands, and towering Christmas trees that sparkle with ornaments. Most importantly, ornaments you do not have to put up or take down. The entire ship feels like a holiday wonderland, and you're surrounded by the warm, festive spirit of the season without any of the usual holiday stress. They transform their ships into floating Christmas villages with activities, decorations, experiences designed to make you feel like you're stepping into a holiday dream. From the moment you board, you're greeted with holiday cheer, and often they offer you welcome drinks, even carol singing in the atrium. You'll see grand Christmas trees adorned with twinkling lights in the main lobby, along with garlands and mistletoes throughout the ship. It is not just a visual decor, though everywhere you look, the ship is live and festive with activities that make the holiday season feel super magical. What about the best part of the holiday? Food. Many cruise lines offer lavish holiday meals that rival those five-star restaurants that are so packed on the holidays. You can feast on traditional dishes like roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, cranberry sauce, served with that special holiday touch. Most especially that you don't have to cook it. For desserts, you get treats like gingerbread cookies, eggnog flavored cakes. It's like having a holiday dinner with none of the prep or cleanup. To me, that is the best part. You don't have to do anything but relax and enjoy the season. You get to indulge in all the festivities without worrying about cooking, cleaning, hosting. You can enjoy Christmas magic while sailing through breathtaking destinations and be pampered by the attentive crew staff. Now, let's talk about why a holiday cruise is the ultimate family getaway. The holidays are all about spending quality time with the ones you love. And what better way to do that than on a cruise? The ships are equipped with everything you need to ensure the entire family, from the youngest toddler to the oldest grandparents, can have an unforgettable time together. For a family with kids, a holiday cruise is like stepping into a world of festive adventures. From themed holiday parties to visit from Santa, there's never a dull moment. Kids would love participating in holiday-themed activities like gingerbread house decorating, creating holiday crafts, or joining a Christmas scavenger hunt. They might search for hidden gifts or clues around the ship. That's exciting. And if you're in for cruising during New Year's, kids would get to join a countdown celebration that's just as exciting as the real deal, completed with balloons, music, and plenty of confetti. Santa sometimes makes appearances on holiday cruises, so he might just pop in into your cruise. Not guaranteed, though. On many ships, Santa arrives by boat or even on a helicopter, adding a touch of excitement. Kids can meet Santa, take pictures, and even tell him their holiday wishes. If your little ones are old enough, they might also get to involve in Santa's workshop activities, making ornaments or crafting personalized gifts. And of course, it wouldn't be the holiday without a grand holiday feast. Your traditional holiday meals like turkey, hams, the trimming, but cruise lines take things a step further. Many cruise ships often offer multi-course meals with a range of international dishes so everyone can find something they love. Kids would also be treated with the kids-friendly version of holiday classics. Think macaroni and cheese, chicken tenders, mashed potatoes, the ultimate holiday. It's the ultimate holiday diner without the stress of cooking. I know that for many of us, the holidays can feel like a whirlwind of activities, shopping, wrapping, decorating, cooking. Sometimes it's nice to slow down and enjoy some downtime. A great thing about holiday cruising is that it offers a perfect balance between family fun and personal relaxation. While the kids are off enjoying their holiday theme activities, you, the parents, get a chance to unwind and relax. You can spend the day lounging by the pool, on a holiday themed cocktail, or take a peaceful walk along the promenade. Or maybe if you prefer to pamper yourself at the spa, that would be great, where many cruise lines offer special holiday treatments like peppermint foot scrub or a cinnamon scented massage. Amazing. It is the perfect way to recharge your batteries while you're still enjoying the holiday magic around you. For those who enjoy the quiet time, many times cruise ships have serene spaces where you can read a book, enjoy a cup of hot cocoa while gazing at the beautiful ocean. For more intimate experience, some ships offer adult-only areas where you can escape the hustle and bustle of everybody and just be in a quiet place and soak in some sun. Whether you choose to join a holiday event or simply savor in a quiet piece of sea, a holiday cruise offers the perfect environment to relax and enjoy quality time with your loved ones without the usual holiday rumble. Now let's talk about solo cruising. I have done both, so to me, it's the best of both worlds. I have done cruising with my family, my friends, and loved ones, and I have also done cruising by myself. I like both, and I love experiencing the time to get away from it all. Sometimes you kind of like just need to disconnect. Solo cruising during the holiday, something that might seem unconventional to some, but it's becoming an increasingly popular option. The idea of spending the holidays alone may sound intimidating to some, but for so many solo travelers, a holiday cruise is the ultimate form of self-care and relaxation. First off, let me say this. A solo holiday cruise is all about doing what you want to do. There are no family obligations. There are no gift exchanges, no stress over, no holiday party host, just pure freedom. You get to decide exactly what you want to celebrate, where you want to celebrate it, whether that's embracing the holiday festivities or taking a step back for a more peaceful, reflective experience. For those of you who want to engage in the holiday spirit, but in their own way, there's plenty to do. You can attend holiday concerts, join theme parties, simply enjoy a quiet meal with a view of the ocean. But the best part of cruising solo is the flexibility. If you're in the mood to join the holiday festivities, you can. Whether that's joining a holiday trivia contest, taking a part of Christmas cooking demonstrations, or just watching the ship's holiday performance. If you'd rather enjoy a quieter evening, you can do that also. Maybe just watching a movie in your cabin or enjoying a peaceful evening with warm drinks while listening to the ocean. For solo travelers who are seeking relaxation, a holiday cruise is a dream. Picture yourself walking up to the sound of the ocean waves on Christmas morning, taking along a walk around the deck while the sun rises, and enjoy the spa treatment to melt away any remaining stress. Whether you're indulging in a peppermint-scented massage or enjoying a quiet afternoon in a comfortable lounge, the opportunities for relaxation are endless. One of the best parts of cruising solo during the holidays is that you can truly reflect and recharge. For many solo travelers, the holidays can be a time for self-discovery, and being on a cruise allows you to embrace the season in a complete new way. Whether you're watching the sunset over the horizon or taking in the festivity decorations while enjoying a quiet dinner, a A solo cruise offers the perfect opportunity for introspection. And of course, there is no shortage of ways to connect with others. While you're sailing solo, you're likely to meet other-minded travelers. Many cruise lines often have solo travelers meetups, so you can connect with others who are also enjoying the holiday season alone. The holidays are all about connection, the joy, and making memories. Whether you're cruising solo or with loved ones, each experience has its own unique charm. Let's explore how the two compare. Freedom versus togetherness. Cruising solo gives you an unmatched freedom. Every decision is yours, whether you're lounging by the pool, dining at specialty restaurants, or exploring a new port. There's no need to coordinate plans or compromise. You're the captain of your own schedule. That's amazing. On the other hand, cruising with friends and family offers shared experiences. Laughters, shows, laughing over dinner, watching live shows together, or exploring new destinations as a group can create memories you all can cherish. However, group dynamics often require balancing and everyone's preferences, which can limit spontaneity. Social opportunities. Solo cruising doesn't mean isolation. Cruises are social environments filled with opportunities to meet fellow travelers, join group activities, and make new friends. You can engage as much as you want or as little as you want. Cruising with loved ones provides a built-in companionship. There is no need to seek out social interactions since you already have your circle. However, it can sometimes limit your openness to meeting new people outside your group. Traveling solo can be transformative. It's a chance to reflect, recharge, and rediscover yourself. The quiet moments like gazing at the ocean or enjoying a peaceful meal alone offer a unique kind of serenity and introspection. And holiday traditions. You're free to skip the usual holiday hustle and enjoy the season your way when you do it solo, whether that's indulging a spa treatment or exploring exotic ports with friends and family. With friends and family, you bring a familiar holiday tradition on board. The shared of joy decorating cookies, adding festivity shows, or maybe celebrating under the twinkling lights of the ship adds a comforting sense of the homes to the experience. So my conclusion is that both have their own unique advantages. Solo trip offers independence, reflection, and a chance to connect with new people and experiences on your own terms. Cruises with friends and family, however, bring shared moments, laughter, and the warmth of companionship. The ultimate choice depends on what you're seeking in this holiday season. Whether it's time for yourself to make memories or to make them with others, the journey promises to be unforgettable. Merry Christmas and the best on this holidays. Thank you for watching, and we'll stay tuned for the next episode, the last episode of the year, and I will talk about what 2025 brings in for the cruising industry. See you on the next one.